Well, today we're on lesson number 341. That's how many lessons we've done here. Acts chapter 13, and the title of it is, Lo, We Turn to the Gentiles. But before we start reading, let's go ahead and do our prayer. Holy Heavenly Father, we bow before your throne of grace this morning, Father. Father, we know how much you love us. You sent your only Son to die on the cross for our sins. And that's because that act of mercy and grace satisfied your love. It satisfied your will that all should be saved. You sent Jesus to pay the price for our sin, so all of us have the opportunity to accept salvation. Thank you, Father. Jesus, you're our Savior and our best friend. You took the cup that the Lord passed to you. You came to the earth. You showed us who God is. You were fully man and fully God. And you went to the cross and paid the price for our sin. You became our sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our payment, for purchasing us from hell. We were all born with condemnation and we all have sinned. Therefore, we don't deserve grace, but you give it to us as a free gift. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, you delivered the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, so that all those that name your name have the Holy Spirit sealed in our hearts. We have God in us that makes us justified. It makes us free from sin, and it makes us God's justification. We are righteous. We're God's righteousness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in us and correcting us and comforting us and helping us. Holy Spirit, we're going to call on you to teach us this lesson today. That's your job, to counsel us, to teach us, to help us, to console us. And Lord, the older we get, the more help and comfort we need. And you knew that, Lord Jesus. That's why you said you've come to bring us abundant living now and eternal life hereafter. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we bow before you. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for our many blessings, even this day, Lord, the rain, the chance to meet and fellowship with you here, chance to share your word, chance to share your love. Thank you for your blessings. And Lord, we pray that you can help us this week spread your gospel message. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and all God's people said, Amen. Hey, BC, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
Great. You going to squeeze you in over here?
Yep. Is that okay?
Sure.
You might squeeze your instructions.
No, there's plenty of room.
How you doing?
It's pretty good, thank you.
Plenty of room at God's table. You know God sets a banquet table for us in heaven?
Yeah.
Really? A banquet table. I love smorgasbord, you know. You just eat all day.
Yeah.
You know? And on top of that, he sits at our table. He sits at every table in heaven. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. God can do whatever he wants, of course. So he sits at our table, feeds us. So we get to eat in heaven. No calories. No sugar.
Good.
No fasting.
Good.
Sally, no fasting in heaven. Well, we're up to chapter 13. It's a very interesting chapter. We're going to read about the start of the first mission trip. So I'll read it, you guys can read along. Chapter 13, verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them, they sent them away. Verse 4. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John, their minister. And when they had gone through the isle unto Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now, when Paul and his company loosed from Patmos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Verse 14. And when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with a high arm brought he them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Cana, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that, he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward, they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto him David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of salvation sent. Verse 27, For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew not him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And although they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead, and he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. Verse 32, And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children. In that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore he saith also in another psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep and was laid into the fathers and saw corruption. But he, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. 38. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached is unto you the forgiveness of sins.